Blog Talk Radio.
The Anthony Johnson Show starts now. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this edition of The Anthony Johnson Show for Saturday, March 25th, 2017. A lot of stuff to go discuss in our 30-minute segment, so let's just jump right into it. So we saw everybody around the country, around the world, saw what happened, that the Republicans were unable to pass what I call the just hurry up and die already health care plan. Now, this is really important that you got to put all this, take all of this into context. They have a Republican president and they control the House and the Senate by Republicans. And over 50 times when President Obama was the president, former president, they repealed this thing over 50 times and they were chomping at the bit. They said, boy, when we get control of that House, oh my goodness, and we get the presidency too, woo, it's a slam dunk. It's over. Well, as luck would have it, they did get everything. And yesterday, it fell on deaf ears. And the bottom line is that even Trump supporters, even the supporters of the Republican Party, said this is ridiculous. We can't support this. We can't get behind this. Remember a few weeks ago that everybody kept when these guys went home, these Republicans were going home and they were having their town halls and they were getting, fried by the constituents and they were lying to the media saying, oh, that's not our constituents. Those are Democrats, that were bussed in to do that, when you think about it, it was actually idiotic that for them to even do that, to attempt that. It was just good old fashioned stew to perfection, stupid. Because all they did was they went to the media, once again, thinking that the media had their back and was going to advertise it that way. But the media actually spun it and said, well, Paul Ryan is saying this, Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst, all these guys are saying, every town hall for each one of these senators, and they're all being infiltrated by Democrats? And, kind of like, really? And, of course, the constituents of those members of the Republican Party, those senators and those Congress folk, that really pissed them off. That really angered their constituency base and said, okay, so y'all going to play this. Y'all going to go with this. Tell you what, you like that job? I guarantee you if this health care is passed, when we're done with you, you won't even be able to run for block captain in the future. So what we saw, ladies and gentlemen, yesterday, by these Republicans not being able to pass this just hurry up and die already health care plan, or others call it Trump care, that was done by you. You saw liberals, you saw progressives, you seen conservatives, you seen ultra conservatives for the first time in many, many years say, we're not having this. I mean, the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, that this health care, I mean, it was so brazenly open about who it was going to help and who it wasn't going to help. Senior citizens, working poor, and yes, you too, middle class. It was not going to benefit anybody other than that wealthy. Again, when the Congressional Budget Office, independent government agency said it by 2020, but by 2026, 24 million people will be booted off their health care. And you got millions of Americans who still don't have health care in this country. So an additional 24. So basically we would be back at square one when the majority of Americans don't have health care. The Republican Party just can't get it right. And then when the Democrats have their opportunity, they get bullied by the Republican Party into not doing the things that need to be done by the people. So I understand when people get fed up, when they get fed up with the Democrats. Because the Democrats, you know, they have the better mousetrap. They have the better ideas to get this country moving. I don't think they have the ideas more than progressives. I believe that if progressives were running this country, you see a vastly different country right now. You'd have saw a vastly different country 20 years ago had if progressives would be running this country. But that's another time, and that's another story, and that's another place. Right now, we're here. So they failed. Even after Donald Trump went to the Republicans and made idle threats, too, to some of these guys, and it still didn't pass. It didn't pass because it is horrible. It's a horrible, one of the worst pieces of legislation ever. You want to talk about death penalties? I mean, panels? Remember when the Affordable Care Act was going through the process and the Sarah Palins and all these other clowns was out here saying, oh, that's death panels, senior citizen. They're going to tell you what you can and can't do. This piece of legislation, health care legislation that they were trying to pass yesterday was the embodiment of death panels. It was saying, in essence, senior citizens, poor and working poor, and to a certain extent, middle class, just hurry up and die, and in your death, you will decrease the population. This was thinning the herd, the true definition of thinning out the herd, if we ever seen it. This was absolutely terrible, and it was good to see that Americans to rally around and say, no, we can't do this. This right here is unacceptable behavior. So when you look at what's happening, now they're, you know, who are the losers? Well, had this horrific health care piece of legislation would have passed, the majority of Americans would be suffering. But the big losers, of course, you, Donald Trump. I mean, this guy is. I mean, gee whiz, ladies and gentlemen. Where do we start and end with this guy? This guy is the absolute worst president, and he's only been there about 66 days. He is the absolute worst president this country has ever produced. The absolute worst. How is it that we went from one of the brightest, one of the smartest, one of the most cerebral presidents that ever lived to him? That's another time, another place. But he's a loser. Make no mistake, this was a humiliating defeat for a president who campaigned as the ultimate deal maker, who could shake up or a morbid Washington and get things done. No, horrible. He did not. I mean, first and foremost, you don't go into these things making idle threats to people. People that's going to get behind you. Trump's big legislative push had fallen at the first hurdle. Trump himself was deeply engaged in trying to win over reluctant Republican lawmakers, and it didn't work. There are also many unknowns. How will this affect other items on Trump's agenda? How much frustration among grassroots Republican voters will be focused on him rather than Ryan or the GOP lawmakers who refuse to get on board? And then yesterday, he sought to put a brave face on the situation, avoiding lashing out at any Republicans and arguing that the Democrats would continue to own Obamacare to their political detriment. He basically said, The reason why it didn't pass is because of the Democrats. Donald Trump does not live in the world of reality. You are a Republican president. The Republicans control the House and the Senate. If you'd have had enough Republicans to get behind it, it would have passed. But they didn't. So that was one of the losers. Speaker Paul Ryan, for whatever everybody has said about Speaker Ryan, let me be very clear. First and foremost, he was the accidental Speaker of the House. Because before John, I cry at my own shadow, Boehner left, there were three individuals that was being looked at to replace Boehner. But, you know, foolishness, doing some idiotic things with some of these individuals kind of cast them aside, and Paul Ryan became the choice. And he didn't want it initially. He made some, the people had to, and his party had to make, you know, had to agree to some things that he wanted. But the Friday's development were at least as damaging for Ryan as they were for president. See, whether the American Health Care Act would ultimately have been signed into law or not, the fact that Ryan could not get it through the House is deeply embarrassing for the Speaker. How embarrassing? Dennis Hastert, the pervert who was once Speaker of the House, who we found out, the media late last year found out that, you know, that he was engaging and molesting children. He ended up not doing jail time, just probation, which he should be in jail somewhere. Even he, when he was Speaker of the House, got things passed. He got things passed. Newt Gingrich got things passed. The reason why Paul Ryan is an absolute failure as Speaker of the House is that, again, Republican president, Republican control of the House and Congress, and he couldn't get it passed. Maybe if he stopped, like so many of these politicians, spend less time standing in front of the camera trying to convince the public and the media, he should have been working with his Republican compatriots to get this issue addressed. He failed miserably. The bottom line is this is not, he's not coming back from this. Ryan's fingerprints was all over this legislation, which faced immediate and fierce pushback from conservative members of his own conference, as well as several important interest groups run by the Koch brothers. They were not too happy about that. But I'll get back to these Republicans who were against this, because I don't want you to think that those Republicans who were against this bill said, oh, this is just horrible. It's something totally different, totally and completely different why this occurred. People who lost, they lost. We continue to go down this road, and if we continue to go down this road of stupidity, then we will find ourselves right back in this situation again. That's the problem right now in this country. So those are the two biggest losers. I can go on about the other individuals. The winners, of course, is, like I said earlier, the winners are the people. The winners are the senior citizens who this piece of legislation, this health care, would have literally kicked them off of their medical coverage, raised their premiums where they wouldn't have been able to afford it. So, boop, you're out. That's what was going to happen. It wasn't one of those, it might happen. It was going to happen. The poor were going to be kicked off. Try this number on for size. If you were making $20,000 to $30,000 a year, your premiums were going to be raised at more than $200. So, again, this was a piece of healthcare legislation that was created specifically to go after senior citizens, the sick, and the poor. So the winners, without a shadow of a doubt, are those individuals. As I was saying earlier regarding the Republicans who, in essence, they didn't sign off on this bill and help pass this legislation, not because for anything other than they didn't feel that the legislation went far enough. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say that again. The reason why Republicans had not signed off on this was because they felt that the piece of legislation, this health care legislation, did not go far enough, that it did not kick people off fast enough, that it did not make millionaires richer with tax cuts. That's why this bill failed. This is exactly why it failed. Because those Republicans said this doesn't go far enough. This is, they basically were saying, some were saying, this is just a soft version of Obamacare, where the government still has too much of its hand, the government has too much of its hands, you know, the federal government, that is, and dictating our health care. Why are we still having this conversation about health care and government? Millions for decades have not been able to have basic health care because they could not afford it. They could not afford it. Yet, these same people argue the federal government has too much power and is telling us what to do, and we don't like it, and we need to address it. So this was their way of saying to the Republicans who was trying to pass this health care legislation that it doesn't go far enough. It's not stringent enough. It doesn't penalize enough people. We want most of Americans who are not wealthy off this insurance. We don't want them. We don't want them on it. Senior citizens, we don't want y'all on it. And it's funny because you would think, ladies and gentlemen, that the very people who go out and vote religiously, and unfortunately, they vote Republican, you would have thought that the Republicans would be fighting for the senior citizen. Is the senior citizen finally seeing the truth, that the Republicans only appease them when they were looking for them to vote, but once you get their vote, it's like, okay, screw you. Go about your business. We don't need you anymore because we got your vote, so we don't care much about you anymore. We have to begin to see things for what they are and stop imagining things that's not there. We have to stop thinking, believing that these individuals care when they have a track record that they don't. Obamacare, or, you know, the Affordable Care Act, lives another day. But don't think that it's over, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, don't think that this is over. They are already beginning to look at other ways at getting this legislation passed. And if that means, you know, agreeing to those Republicans that said, nope, we are not signing off on this, we cannot support this because it doesn't go far enough, guess what? They're not. If the Paul Ryans now can cajole these guys that will do what you guys want us to do. And you got to remember something. These guys are the minority, and they were able to shut down the majority, the Republicans. Donald Trump says that, you know, the reason why it didn't pass because of the Democrats. Why? And we shouldn't have to do this and say, duh, to a sitting president. But, yeah, duh. That's exactly what they were supposed to do. Now, the Republicans honestly believe that because this was shot down, this somehow saves them. That, well, you know, we tried it, it didn't pass, you know. And I think some of the Republican elected officials, senators in Congress, men and women, I think they were kind of glad that it didn't pass. This was a political suicide piece of legislation, ladies and gentlemen. As I said earlier, it was so overt, it was so brazen of who it was going to benefit and who it wasn't. And I think they're happy. But this is where you and I have to step in. Remember, as I said earlier, there were senators who did not vote support this bill because they felt that it didn't go far enough, that they basically were saying it's still soft. What we must do now is to basically let those senators know that when they come up for reelection, they're done. They will not win. They will not get, they will not retain their seats because they were willing, again, now they'll try to spin it now. I figure by today is Saturday. By Monday, you'll have some of them that will try to spin it and say, well, you know, we didn't sign off on it because we felt like, well, it was kind of harsh. But it was like you wasn't saying that 2 weeks ago. You wasn't even saying that a week ago. So you have to call those individuals out. You have to say you supported this bill, this piece of legislation that we're going that was going to kick senior citizens, sick and poor people off the health care rolls. If that's not a death panel, I don't know what is. We have to hold these individuals accountable. America is still on fire. Because the health care is over. But remember, you still have the other issues that's in front of us. Meals on Wheels and all these safety net programs that they want to cut. So let's not lose focus of that. That didn't go anywhere. He's still trying to get that agenda passed. So that was not even that was the health care bill. That was part of the big picture, ladies and gentlemen. So congratulations. Now he has, I mean, but he has a piece of legislation that he wants to pass so he can get $54 billion to build up America's military. For what? We have the biggest, most powerful army military on the planet. And he's willing to cut and gut every program out there, safety net program that benefits millions, hundreds of millions. Let's stop saying millions, hundreds of millions of Americans, including men, women, children, senior citizens, veterans. So this battle is not over. Do not pat yourself on the back, go into hiding and say, hey, well, we averted this. Glad I was able to be a part of it. Call me again when something else happens and I'll come to the rescue. We have to learn to be a proactive people. We are too reactionary. We're too reactionary. This was a reactionary moment period that we did. We stepped up as a nation, and that was a good thing. But only after the horrible consequences of not actively getting engaged in this fight. We have to stop this. We have to stop that mentality. We have to do better. We have to take an active role in our government. What we saw, what I saw America do was, you realize that this was your government. You realize this was your government. You realize that you, me, and so many others are the government. And the only reason why those individuals are sitting at the table of our government is that we either A, put them there, and or we're not doing anything to hold them accountable. We have to get away from that. You know, we become our most noble selves under the most horrid of times. We got to get away from that. We must be noble each and every day, and we must be noble and vigilant and ensuring that our government officials represent us or we remove them. If we don't hold them accountable, they won't be accountable. That's it. There is no theological or theoretical perspective on it. It's that simple. if we the people don't hold those elected officials, those politicians, accountable, they won't be accountable. And they'll create destructive policies like this one that we narrowly averted because we chose to rest on our laurels. We chose to wait for the most horrid of times to stand up and be accounted for. We averted it this time, ladies and gentlemen. But we can't keep doing this. We have to do better. Donald Trump has been president for 60-some-odd days, and he has proven to be the absolute worst president this country has produced. There's no turning the corner with Donald Trump. He's not going to all of a sudden be this, you know, oh, boy, he's really, I mean, those first 60-some-odd days in office, boy, he had it tough, but, boy, he turned that corner, and he's a better president now. That's not going to happen. This is the consequence of picking a snake oil salesman, a charlatan, to run your country. He showed us yesterday, you know, now he didn't go after the Republicans yesterday, but give it time. Give it time. What makes a person a good person, a great person, when they can admit that they make mistakes, that they made mistakes? Donald Trump has never admitted that he's made a mistake. He's that petulant child that every time something goes wrong and that he had his hand in it, he blames someone else. Even when he fails, he'll say, hey, I failed because they failed. So technically, I didn't fail, they did. He's the president of the United States. And the president of the United States, when they make mistakes, is supposed to go to the American people and say, that's me. I own that. That's on me. That's my bad. You'll never hear this from this man. He doesn't know what integrity is. Even if you took him to a dictionary, open up the book, point it to integrity, he would think that that's hieroglyphics. He wouldn't understand what that means. But he's the president of the United States, quite possibly for now. It's interesting that Donald Trump has made a lot of blunders. This was one of his worst. I end tonight's edition of the Anthony Johnson Show with this edition of We Can Be the Outcome. Ed Loy and the other writing candidates who played fairly should not be treated this way by cowardly, corrupt, and incompetent individuals. We should be ensuring that the electoral process is fair and not prostituted by these vile humans. A puppet, a political nobody, was elected by cheating with the assistance of a political machine that gives new meaning to the words corrupt, slimy, disgusting, and amoral. Mr. Loy, Mr. Rodriguez, and Mr. Acosta, and the other candidates that have been cheated, and most importantly, you, the residents of the 197th District here in Philadelphia, it's time to get the FBI, United States District Attorney's Office, local and national media involved. Enough with these cowards and political buffoons destroying Philadelphia's electoral process. Enough. Good night.